Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Don't forget to get those Boo Books. They're back at Wendy's. Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for a free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters. That's what I like doing. Or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween of 2021 or until supplies last and can be redeemed until New Year's Eve of 2021. Again, it's a buck. It's worth it. And especially if you have kids, they'll love you forever. And so will the kids that you give those books to for trick-or-treat. Yeah, I know kids love candy. I get it. But trust me, you get five Frosties out of that. They'll like that a lot more than one piece of candy in one sitting. Before we get into our topic, which is, do you think the NFL has caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur offense going off of what Rob Domofsky wrote on ESPN, the Packers beat writer? On the front page of ESPN right now, I just clicked on it. They changed the front story. And it's the lead story now on ESPN's website is behind the scenes stories of Oklahoma, Nebraska, and college football's greatest game.
Used to be.
So they play each other this week, and then Oklahoma is probably going to win by 50. But does stuff like that, or Leroy's not in here right now, I don't know where he went, but seeing how Florida State went, because he's not going to be here to defend himself. So Florida State, you know, being as bad as they've been, Michigan not being what Michigan was, do you think that's bad, I guess you could say, for college football? Because like you always like to say all the time, when Michigan and Ohio State are good, the Big Ten is respected. Yep. And when they're both not good, then everybody says it's a down season for the Big Ten.
Correct.
Well, you have a lot of legendary programs. Well, maybe not a lot, but several legendary programs, right, around college football that are not what they were in the 70s and 80s and 90s at this point.
Mm-hmm. You asked me, does it hurt them?
Yeah, does it hurt college football? You think it kind of takes away?
Well, for me, if you're an old dude like myself, 58, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, just back when we were talking to Ben Fennell, and I said, oh, man, Raiders, Pittsburgh. I don't think of Raiders Pittsburgh today.
No.
I think of Raiders Pittsburgh with Terry Bradshaw and Kenny Stabler.
Stabler, yeah.
Right. Yep. I mean, that's what I think of. So, yeah, when I saw Nebraska-Oklahoma, I didn't think of Nebraska-Oklahoma today.
And give Scott Frost credit. He tried to get out of this game. He tried. Well,
he
tried to save himself the embarrassment, but they didn't. They weren't going to let him get out of it. But.
So, yeah, I mean, because I'm stuck maybe, but rivalries, even in college football, are just not what they used to be. USC-UCLA. USC-Notre Dame.
That was a big one.
I mean, there was – and then for a minute you had – Florida State, Notre Dame, which was manufactured a little bit. No, I'm sorry. That was Miami and Notre Dame, which was manufactured a little bit. I think in a bowl game with the Catholics versus the convicts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
God.
That was a big deal.
Right?
Sure was.
And so we had a lot of those things growing up. But, yeah, they're not what they used to be. Even Michigan State and Notre Dame is actually a rivalry game, too. But I don't know
because they played every year for every year. Yeah, they used to play every year. But even like Florida State, Florida. I mean, yeah, it's still a rivalry.
I talked about that because I never saw.
It's still a rivalry down there. But when Spurrier and Bowden, that was a thing. They were legit.
It felt like it was Florida State, Miami.
More than Florida State, Florida. Really?
Yeah. Because But Florida, to me, never really had that brashness. Because, you know, you had that with Dion.
You did.
You had that with the Miami guys. It just felt more, the rivalry to me, just outside looking in, felt like it was more Florida State, Miami. Because Florida, I don't know, maybe when Tebow and them got there, but back when I was, they never had a guy like that.
They never had a guy like that under Spurrier either.
You know what I mean?
Danny Werfel and some of those guys. They never had those guys.
Yeah, they never had those guys.
No. They had a lot of really good NFL, well, Werfel wasn't a great NFL player, but they had good NFL players, especially on defense that came out of Florida for a number of years.
Yes.
But that was a rivalry.
Yes.
Alabama-Auburn has held up to the test of time so far.
I would say that one has.
That has held up to the test of time.
That's one
that's still there.
I mean, and then Georgia-Florida used to the biggest cocktail party.
Right.
But Florida hadn't done anything, and so they hadn't really been – so that's kind of – I think – don't they used to – I think did they play that game in Jacksonville? I know it's played in Florida somewhere. So that was when I was growing up, Georgia, Florida was absolutely huge. I mean, they even turned that to the Georgia High School All-Stars played the Florida High School All-Stars. So that was a huge thing that we used to do down there. Yeah, you're right. Not a lot of that stuff is going on.
Because now Georgia, Alabama is becoming a thing because Kirby Smart was over there at Alabama or whatever else. So you've got those guys going against each other, and Georgia is really good at this point. But even in the Big Ten right now, Michigan, Ohio State's not real.
It's not anymore.
That's not real. Mm-mm. So that's no longer a thing.
Mm-mm.
What are the other rivalries? Now, I secretly, maybe not secretly, because I'm about to say it on there, I'm really hoping Illinois figures this out with Bielma, because that could really be good rivalry if he's at Illinois against Wisconsin.
You're right there, bordering states.
You could have recruiting battles. You could have all of that stuff if Bielma can get it figured out down there.
Britt will say something stupid.
Oh, guaranteed. That's what makes the rivalry.
He will say
somebody
something.
Running his mouth.
Should we try to get him on for
Chris? Oh, sure, yeah. I'm sure he'll be glad to come back out with me. Oh,
well, he'll be glad to come on. He's trying to recruit, dude.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
He'll answer that phone call in a heartbeat.
He'll be like, yeah, sure.
Guaranteed.
Is Sparky still there? Yeah, now pass.
He's coming on.
He wants
to talk stuff. That dude don't want nothing to do.
Come on.
That will be great.
We haven't had that dude on since we went at it on the air.
Well, he'll come on again.
We'll see. Yeah, he's done great since he's been on, too. That, to me, I think does take away from college sports a little bit.
Because
you could always set, Thanksgiving week, it's Alabama-Auburn or it's whatever the rivalry was, Florida State, Florida. I remember going down to Orlando to Disney World, and that was when we would go, that was always the week that Florida State, Florida played.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you, Gary, you want to talk about fans getting into it?
Yes.
It was a ghost town when that game was on. You could do whatever you wanted around Orlando because everybody was watching that game. It was insane.
Right, because you're talking about, Central Florida almost. I mean, Tallahassee is right there. Florida's right there in Gainesville. So
well, and you have people vacationing at Disney World from the different parts of the state.
Relatively close. Leroy, rivalry. I said I thought it was Florida State, Miami more than Florida State, Florida.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You played it.
Miami is like the Bears. Florida is like Minnesota.
And you're the Lions?
No, I'm the
Packers.
Oh, you were the Packers Florida, back then.
You said Florida State.
Old Florida State.
Right, Florida State. Florida State, Miami. Florida
like
State,
the
Florida.
Bears.
Okay.
Don't really like each other. A lot of fights.
See, that's what I thought. That rivalry, Florida State, Florida, Miami, was more
than Florida.
A lot of
Florida,
trash talk. Yeah, a
Florida,
lot of
Florida
stuff.
Florida State, it was respect.
Yeah.
But you still didn't like each other because you're so close. Because right. Florida was what?
Or Tallahassee's right there, Gainesville. Yeah, right
not
there.
Far at all.
No.
So me and Emmitt Smith, I actually played against each other in high school. We were friends. Mm-hmm. And the coaches, hey, don't be talking to him. This is my guy.
Because Emmitt was from
Pensacola. No, yeah. He was from Pensacola. Escambia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the school, Escambia. Yeah.
We were just talking about how, because on the front page of ESPN, there's a story about Oklahoma-Nebraska and how great that rivalry was.
Well, Billy Sam's will tell you that.
And now it's pointless. They're going to get, Nebraska's going to get blown by like 50 probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And how rivalries in sports really just aren't there anymore in college football.
Was it
a
Texas,
lot of those rivalries
Texas,
are dead.
Oklahoma?
That was another big one.
That was another one.
Yep.
Yeah. Not even the same anymore.
Well, it used to be the last game of the year.
Used to be last game of the year.
That Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. We always played Florida. Our last game was Florida.
Right. I mean, the biggest rivalry of them all was Yale and Harvard, wasn't it?
Sure.
Oh, Harvard, yeah, no question.
Right.
Well,
or Army-Navy.
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 Yeah, that's still a big
thing.
But out of all sports, every sports, the oldest rivalry is the Packer-Bears. I mean, that's the oldest rivalry.
Well, in the NFL.
Yeah, we're talking about college.
Everybody. Yeah. That's the one people know about back in the 19 when we won the
USC-UCLA, though, back in the
that's
day.
That's another one.
I mean, their coach got fired after two games now at USC.
I think Muskego and McGuanago is a good rivalry.
Sure. Chip
High
Kelly.
School, yeah, Muskego,
it looks like Chip Kelly maybe turned UCLA around.
Franklin.
I saw that here as of late.
He might get that going.
Who's some good high school rivalries that y'all know of?
I grew up in Kenosha, so it was Tremper Bradford back then.
Tremper, that's a good one, Steve.
Yeah, but.
Tremper Bradford?
Not anymore.
Tremper hasn't been good
in
forever.
It don't matter. It's still alumni. Yeah.
Franklin Oak Creek, obviously, got in Southeast.
Yeah.
But there's rivalries all across the state, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Big time. Well, Muskego, McQuanago now.
That's a good one.
For sure.
Arrowhead and who?
Everybody. Ain't Pretty nobody much. Like Arrowhead.
Pretty much.
Arrowhead. Anybody that played Arrowhead wanted to beat Arrowhead.
It used to be Arrowhead and Catholic Memorial.
Okay.
Huge rival. But I don't know if they play anymore because I think Memorial's now down in where they're in the Woodland or somewhere now.
Yeah.
I'll never forget what Brian Nova told me. You know, my rookie year, I told this story before. The first Bears game, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, come from Florida State. We just talked about it. You know, we didn't like them, but it wasn't that big of a deal. And he was like, we're playing the Bears. I'm like, yeah, I know. I read the schedule. Yeah. No, we're playing the Bears. I said, okay.
He brought that Forrest Gregg baggage with him, though.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
that's
he
what
did.
He brought with him.
I didn't. I,
that
I didn't
added
know.
To the what it was. Yeah. He was able to educate young guys. Yes, like LeBron, I'm going to explain to you what this really means.
Who told that to you, Gary, as a rookie? Did anybody tell you?
Well, yeah.
Forrest Gregg.
Forrest Gregg.
So he told you. Okay, no player told you?
But you don't have that now, though.
No.
But, Steve, who told you in Kenosha when you were growing up? Who told you about this Bears-Packer rivalry?
It was in my family.
It was in his family.
Oh,
my aunt was a Bears fan. My grandma was a Bears fan.
I didn't know you.
And then we were all Packers. My grandma won Bears Fan of the Year in Kenosha like two or three times.
So you knew all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
For sure, yeah. There was nobody booing Charles Martin in my house when he slammed Jim McMahon. And nobody booing that
nobody.
Move.
Nobody. No love
that's
lost
awesome.
There, bro.
None.
That's awesome.
None. No. So, but see, that's why I say it. Now that I don't believe that's the same. Like, I don't think in that locker room they get educated on what this rivalry is and what it's all about. Or in their other locker room, I don't think it's taught or discussed either. I just don't. I mean, the last guy who tried to bring it back was Lovey in Chicago. About we just want to beat the Packers at the opening press conference. But outside of that, you really don't have
what
that
about
anymore.
State colleges here around. Whitewater and who?
Well, Wisconsin Marquette for basketball.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
Yeah, that's
a
thing.
That's a real thing.
That's it. That's
those
a thing.
Fan bases do not like each other.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Well, Matt LaFleur, his first win ever was against the Bears. It was a big deal to him.
Milwaukee.
10-3. I mean, that was
Steve,
a big deal.
Steve, I think you need to ask.
Milwaukee and Green Bay was a thing when Pearl was at Milwaukee.
Yeah, you need to ask.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Bullis, is that his name? Bullis?
Kevin Bullis, yep.
You need to ask him that.
From Whitewater.
Yes.
Marquette.
Well, I don't know. They're rolling everybody right now.
They've been rolling everybody for the last 10, 15 years.
But, I mean, they're just.
But I think it used to be lacrosse.
That would make sense.
It's not Oshkosh. No, that's another.
Could be Oshkosh now because that's the only other team that's been.
Winning two.
Right.
Yeah.
Or in the playoffs. But I think it used to be lacrosse. I'm not 100%
sure. Oh, that's a fun discussion.
That's an interesting question.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. Yeah. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh right here on the Big Show Radio Network. You think the NFL has caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur's offense? Rob Domofsky pointed some stuff out on ESPN's website. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love.
You say bacon sauce?
Bacon sauce. It's sweet, too. It's good.
Bacon sauce.
Yeah.
To go in the kitchen.
Yeah, man. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating bacon U.S. sauce. Wendy's. Yeah, it's
A
sauce, obviously, so it's liquidy, I guess.
It don't matter.
Bacon sauce. You could take that bacon sauce and pour it on anything and think it would be all right.
I'm about to go in their kitchen and see if they'll give me a pint of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good
just
stuff.
Just the sauce?
Man. I'm just
get
saying.
Just the sauce. That's all you need? I got my own recipes.
Yeah, sure.
Me and my boy Charlie Barron's putting some stuff together.
What you and Charlie putting together, Leroy?
Some food stuff.
Yeah.
It's really, that guy's funny, man. I'm telling you.
Well, we know he's funny.
Yeah, but we got to get him on and promote his. He got a new book coming out, I think, in November. We'll get him on. Yeah.
You mentioned him every day. Isn't that enough promotion for this dude?
I mention you and Gary all the time.
We're on the show with you.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but.
I got other friends other than y'all.
You know who's feeling left out in all this?
Who?
Steve Palak. You used to talk
about
him.
Oh, no, that's my guy.
Charlie Bears done pushed him right out of the way on this show.
It sounds like it does.
He don't even talk about Palak anymore.
Palak is like.
Not a word.
No.
Palak is like part of my DNA. That's my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he don't hear it.
Never comes up anymore.
We talk about.
Sad, really.
Palak's my guy.
Okay, do you think the NFL has caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur's offense? This comes from an article written by Rob Domofsky. On ESPN. In last year's meeting with the Saints, Dennis Allen, the coordinator for the Saints, blitzed Rodgers, sending 5 or more defenders. Mm-hmm. On 14 of his dropbacks, Rodgers thrived. He completed 9 of 13 passes with 2 touchdowns against the Saints blitzing, which resulted in 1 sack. Oh, by the way, Devontae did not play in that game. He was out with a hamstring injury. On this last time playing him on Sunday, Allen sent 5 or more twice, instead opting to devote more manpower to coverage. Even though Rodgers had time to throw and was considered under duress 3 times, he never found a rhythm, going 15 of 28 passing for 133 yards with no touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That was how the Chargers slowed down Rodgers in 2019. They blitzed him on just 1 of his 39 dropbacks. That 2.6 blitz rate remains the lowest rate Rodgers has faced in his career, according to ESPN stats and information. Sunday's rate of 6.9% by the Saints is the 5th lowest Rodgers has ever faced. Translating that plan in layman's terms, Domofsky says, the Saints essentially dared the Packers to run the ball. While a myriad of factors contributed to the Packers' lack of run attempts, an offensive line with 2 rookie starters, early deficit, chief among them, LaFleur took the blame for not getting more done on the ground. So, the question is, do you think the NFL has caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur offense? That you simply don't blitz them and you can beat them, Gary Ellerson?
Well, you just got to become more patient. Rodgers does when he faces it. And sometimes he gets a little bit out of sorts. No. The NFL hasn't caught up with Matt LaFleur's offense or Aaron Rodgers. I think we talked to Ben Fennell earlier, and Ben said, what we said all along, at least what I had said on Sunday night we came in here, that Rodgers was just off target. He was just not in the right headspace, it felt like. I think the 17 points deficit got up on him, and they tried to do a lot of different things and not really what they want to do. You look at the offense of the San Francisco 49ers, the offense of the Rams, those guys are still moving the ball, and it's pretty much the same offense. So, to me, I just think Rodgers just needs to – I'm going to put a lot of stuff on him. Rodgers needs to settle down run the offense. We've seen this happen with Rodgers, even under Mike McCarthy, where he just kind of gets out of sorts. So I think you'll see Rodgers a little bit more, run the offense a little bit better than he did Sunday night when he plays the Detroit Lions on Monday night.
All right, Leroy. So if they don't blitz him, is the answer simply just run the football 25 to 30 times and that's how you win? Is it that simple?
Well, no. But I'll say this, though. The West Coast has been around for I don't know how many years. It still works. And Gary made a great point.
That's not what this is, though, is it?
But listen, this offense they're running, by 7-18 running, it's still looking pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, Matthew Stafford, here's an offense
tore
for
it
you.
Up.
Here you go. Here's Cooper Kupp in that slot. Here's a running game by committee. And guess what? To boot, there's a good defense. You remember we had this with Zimmer every time they played Minnesota. Oh, they figured Aaron Rodgers put up big numbers. I mean, Minnesota did get him last year. But no, but I don't think Robbie D should I think he should lean into that more. Don't worry about what the fans say. Write it if you see. If you're only going to score 3 points after being the highest scoring team, maybe it's something there. If you don't write that, we may not even talk about it. So I thought it was a good article. I don't have a problem with that. Prove me wrong. Because I'm going to say this. Matt LaFleur will never get the credit because Aaron Rodgers is here. Mm-hmm. He'll never get the smoke because Aaron Rodgers is here. Okay? So to be fair, it's his offense. If they run it to a T, they're going to score because they got great players. But, I mean, you also got to understand, once you beat people that bad, 26 games, regular season game in 2 years, people study you in the offseason and they figure out some weaknesses. Now, they didn't know you were going to have a rookie guard. That helps. Or a rookie center. That helps. We're just going to tee off on you. Or we'll just say, hey, listen, the reason why, and Dennis Allen, if I think I know him just a little bit, the reason why he played coverage, let's be honest, a lot of guys hurt, okay?
Right, so he was protecting his secondary.
Yeah, Lattimore running out with something wrong with his thumb. Yep. And then he brought in Trufant, Darby Kate. What's his name? Toby, whatever his name. He can't play for 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, simplify it. Hey, man, two man, one high shell, two. That's the reason why. He ain't playing no coverage stuff because of that. Now, let's be honest, okay? He did that because he had a couple rookies back there. Who played great, by the way. Some journeymen guys, they played hard. I'm going to just rush 4, and whatever happened, and I'm going to double Devontae. They simplified it. Everybody can't do that every week because you know why? Because defensive coordinators, they're not that patient to sit there and run cover 2 all day long. Because if Aaron Jones get 9 yards, oh, I got to get the safety in the box. If Aaron Jones break for 70, oh, I come a hey, 2 shell, forget about it. So now LaFleur is thinking, I'm got to go back to multiple sets, jet sweeps, screens, and draws to help out my line. Slide the line. You used to hear Brett Favre, Louie, what is he talking
left.
About? Everybody's sliding to the left. The back, you got to go cut that guy to my backside because I need to get this
to the
ball
right,
out.
You go opposite.
And I'm getting the ball out. To Aaron Rodgers, quarterback coach, what's it, Luke Getsy? What's his
Luke
name?
Luke Getsy, yeah.
Him too. Hey, get rid of the ball. With the pointer, though, Gary. You know they had a little pointer.
I'm about to bring some up, Leroy. The only time.
Get ready for the dump button. You got a dump button ready?
When I played.
Uh-oh.
That we didn't go Louie or Roscoe. Is when we played Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
You know what the calls were?
What was that?
56.
Just the number.
It's like him. Wherever he's at. Wherever.
That's a good idea. We'll
what about Carl
Lawrence
Banks?
Taylor.
Huh?
Oh, he won Lawrence Taylor.
That man.
Great player.
Who's the inside line? They had 4 good linebackers.
Oh, Big Harry.
Yeah,
Carson. Harry Carson.
Yeah. I think it had this guy named Reason. Gary, was it Gary?
Gary Reason.
Yeah. They had a good front three, too.
What?
Man, that Giants defense is amazing. Woo. Man.
Forrest, did you think you can handle
Philippi Sparks?
Yeah, Forrest, did you think you can handle you can hit numbers? Forrest, you think you can handle 58? I say I'd rather have 58 than 56 any day.
Exactly. Oh, give me some help.
Fun stuff. Let's go to Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Do you think the NFL has caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur's offense?
No, I do not. I'm with Gary on this one. I believe that Aaron Rodgers just needs to run the playbook the way it's supposed to be ran. From what I've seen on Sunday, this is the third time I didn't call it this week. I'm going to be consistent with it.
Be consistent with it, bro.
I saw running backs and tight ends running in the flats and running for 4 or 5 yard gains. He needs to take those. He needs to take those and live to fight another down instead of trying to attack the big play all the time.
Good point.
And try to force it to Davante Adams. And you see, like I said, when even though it was Jordan Love, even though it probably wasn't the starters on defense, when Jordan Love ran the offense, he hit Amari Rodgers on a underneath that got a few that got like a first down, I believe, and then he hit the one big play he did have. He hit Randall Cobb running across the middle of the field. That was set up by running the ball and throwing to underneath to the running backs. If he does that, they can only defend one thing. So either you're gonna let Aaron Rodgers pick you apart, or let the offense stay on the field, and you try to go against the defense and try to score quick, or you're gonna have to gamble and make him do something that he doesn't want to. You can only cover one thing. So he needs to know that if they're gonna give him the big play, take the big play. But if they're not, he needs to take what's given to him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what these defenses are doing. They're daring him to take what's given to him. Thanks for the call.
Here's outlier. You ready for this?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
Defense going to have to do their part.
Yeah, but the defense can't be on the field the whole game and be expected to do their part.
I get it, but
the offense got to have the ball at some point.
I get it. I get it. But you're going to have to hold up until they get some get right.
Until they figure it out.
If Detroit gets the ball and goes down and scores 7 right away, I mean, you're not in any danger, okay? But then let's just say you don't score the Packers. Then Detroit gets it again and kicks a field goal. Now it's 10-0.
Well, what you don't want is what you said, Lions get the ball, score, and then Rodgers throws a pick 6.
Well, he ain't.
That's what you don't want, because then I'm telling you, those Packer fans going to be at Lambeau. They're going to be waiting to boo if they lose this game. They are going to be. Did you see him throwing 2 picks in that game?
No, but he went
in the same half?
We don't pick 6, though, Steve.
I mean, that's like Brady throwing 3 picks against the Packers. That doesn't happen. It's a complete outlier.
Pick 6.
Do you think it happens again the rest of the year? He throws 2 in a game?
It might.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious, Steve. It might.
No way, man.
And here's why it might.
Oh.
Here's why it might. Because if they get behind, he's going to do something. I don't think he'll stay concerned.
If he turns into somebody that throws interceptions at a higher rate this year than he's had in the past, they're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because they cannot overcome that.
Mm-hmm. That defense ain't held.
The reason why they've won is because he doesn't turn the ball over.
Jury's out on Joe Barry right now.
Jury's not out. He's been horrible before. So, I mean, it's more about proving that you're better than what your previous track record says at this point.
Go ahead, Roy Lee.
Now, he gets a lot of space.
Who?
From who?
Who gets space?
Well, Joe Barry.
Hold on. We got to take a break.
Joe Barry gets space? Yeah,
hold on. Okay, you explain yourself. Coming up after this, please don't turn the dial.
You don't agree with me.
We all want to hear what he's talking about. Leroy will tell you how Joe Barry gets a lot of
ton
space.
Of it.
Ton of it. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Rise, shine, and dine, baby. For just $1.99 right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Again, if you missed anything earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, Ben Fennell, NFL Network, and now a producer for NFL on CBS, he joined us and went in on the Green Bay Packers offense. Paul Zeiss from 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist, wrote a column on Monday saying Rodgers should be benched in favor of Jordan Love. And while you may think that's insanity, he was really good when he was on earlier. So that was good, too. So if you missed any of that, just download that Audacy app for free, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can go back and listen to anything within 24 hours or simply go to BigShowNetwork.com. Before the break, talking about craziness, Leroy Butler over here is telling Gary Ellerson and myself that he thinks Joe Barry has a lot of space here this season. Please do explain.
Oh, first of all, my brats will be in stores this weekend.
What brats?
Where are they going to be? What store?
Leroy Butler game day. Exclusively at Pick and Save and Metro Market. Listen, when he came here, this is a well-oiled machine, top nine defense. Them guys still here. What can you teach them they already don't know? This man got Jair Alexander shut down corner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whether you like Kevin King or not, he went to two championship games. He's still here, right?
Yeah.
Savage is here. He went to two championship games.
Regardless of what Ben Fennell says about him.
Yeah. Put that to a side. Yeah. Yeah. Put that. Because he's still here.
Put that to
he's still here, yes.
Amos, you know, since he came from Chicago, played in a couple championship games.
True.
Okay. Barnes last year, he played in the championship game, although he had a club.
The whole defense played in the championship game.
Okay, so outside, I don't need to name them all, right?
Outside of Campbell,
so I don't need to name them all, right?
Yeah,
what?
They just got to play better.
He wasn't the coordinator that got him to the championship games.
Exactly.
The coordinator got him to the championship games got let go.
If you already got good players. Now, if he had a bunch of young guys, you know, and they, you know, making mistakes. Okay, I get it. They're young. No, these are all veterans. They got to play better.
Well, so he's got no space then.
Yeah, he's got no space then.
No.
You just laid it out perfectly.
Exactly. The players got to play better. Y'all focusing on Barry.
Yes.
Get off of him and put it back on the players. Okay. All right. Gary, I can't believe you giving players a pass.
How many coaches?
Well, I'm not.
I'm coming down giving a pass,
Leroy.
Okay,
I'll back up. What needs to happen?
Well, why Barry getting all the smoke?
Let's see what he does against Detroit. Then.
That's true. I like that. Right. See, I like my boy.
We'll reserve the right.
But I'm going to say this.
Let's see what happens. Why are you putting your head off to the sideways, Steve?
It's Detroit, man. This doesn't mean anything.
See?
That's why they got beat by the Saints, because it was just Jameis Winston.
Well, Saints
just
defense at least was kind of respectable.
Detroit defense. I disagree.
In that
secondary, you didn't know nobody in that secondary, because I didn't know none of them guys either, man.
But we knew the front Lattimore, seven. You knew their pass
They didn't
rush.
Know Cam Jordan was still alive.
Even
man.
Though the
people,
defensive line was
right. They were like, what's this old guy? He ain't going to do that. Hey, listen, underestimating people will beat people. But Joe Barry has a lot of space to get this right, because he got a bunch of veterans already. It was top nine defense that played in a lot of games. They won 26 games. So how do they get a pass and y'all just want to yell at him?
Steve?
Listen, this is not that hard.
It's not.
You should be saying the player should be playing better.
No,
this is something we talked about yesterday about this defense. We talked about it. Is it on Joe Barry or is it on Goody? People were calling in and saying it's on LaFleur. People were saying it's on Mark Murphy for hiring Joe Barry or whoever, because everybody reports to Mark Murphy at the end of the day. You say, well, it's on the players. Fine. But you made the move off of Patton because you didn't think he was doing a good enough job with the top 10 defense. They were ranked ninth. This dude now has to do better than ninth in order for this to be the correct move made by Matt LaFleur and Goody. Regardless, he's got
to
do better than ninth. So if he comes in and they rank 20th or 25th in the league in defense, that means that was a bad hire. Because as you pointed out, the whole defense returned.
Yes. So my thing is,
if it gets worse, it's on him.
It's a clean slate. I don't care about the numbers. I want the eye test. The eye test is the problem. The analytics and the eye test just not matching up. That's what Ben Fennell is saying. I'm an eye test guy. The defense don't look right. And as Amon Green said, perfectly, by the way, them defensive guys were pretty much here all offseason, even though Zadarius had an injury, back injury, but he was here. They should be better. Okay, they should be better. Because when they when this thing flip around, this defense does play at a
it's
high level.
It's going to flip around now, right?
I'm going to give the players the credit. I'm not going to say Joe Barry turned them around.
What happens if it doesn't get turned around?
It's going to be on the players. I'm a player.
So Barry's got a free pass literally from you.
Barry who?
Joe Barry's got a free pass from you.
No, he got no free pass.
There's no way you're going to blame him.
But, if, but I know y'all like to play the blame game. I just want to get it fixed.
Well, Steve want to blame somebody.
I don't care if Dad fixed
I didn't want him to begin
the
with.
Faucet or a plumber. I just want it fixed. I don't care who fixed it. The drip. Just fix the drip, man, so I can get back to sleep. So I'm trying to get you guys to get off.
That's a good analogy.
It's too easy for people just to throw Joe Barry and talking about all the times he had all these. He didn't have the kind of players at all these other facilities, the two places he had like he got now.
That's what everybody told me when they brought him in. Oh, he's got way better players in Green Bay, Spark. So he'll be way better. You'll just, see.
But you can't judge him on one game. But I'll say this, if any defensive coordinator take over, right? Now, he didn't come here. He was brought here.
Correct.
Right. So Pettit, if he wanted to stay, he could have signed an extension. They would have kept him, but he wanted to leave. Okay, he gone. The guy gets one game, and now people want to fire him.
Listen, if it's a drip all year like Pettin had last year.
It might be. Bend, don't break.
Okay,
bend,
don't if that's break. What it is, all right. Yeah. But if the water's flowing freely and we're missing a part and it's flooding, that's on him. If it gets to that point, that's on him. You're right. It's okay. One game. You're right.
Yeah.
But if the Lions come out this week and throw up 30 on them, then what?
Yeah. Now we'll talk about it.
They throw up 30 on the Packers. Packers win, let's say 35-30. That's still going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. It's still going to be a problem because you can't win like that.
No, you can't.
But I'm just saying this, that when we're talking about judging guys and who's – do you actually – I can't put that on Barry when Harris ran right past Kevin Kane.
Well, the other defensive coordinator couldn't control Kevin King
might,
either.
That might have cost Pettin his job.
It happened under two coordinators. So when do you say maybe it ain't the coordinator?
Yeah, no, it's King on that aspect. Let's go to Charlie in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's
What's
Big
up, Charlie?
Show. Gary and Leroy. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is, some of us out here were really, we're not huge Aaron Rodgers fans, and we wanted the guy traded. And I guess after the game the other day, I was kind of going, I was always right. Trade the guy.
Why you want to trade it, Charlie?
If you got a trade for Matthew Stafford, I think the Packers would be better off in the long term than keeping Aaron around. But that goes my whole point. What is the success that you need to have that would justify not trading Rodgers?
You're going to win a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
Yep.
If it's not the Super Bowl, they should have traded him.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. If he wins the Super Bowl, right, then he really has him. Because then he could say, all right, trade Love and I'll sign this extension for 3 more years or whatever it is. But if it's anything other than winning a Super Bowl, at that point, then Rodgers can look at Goody and be like, you didn't do enough to help us win a Super Bowl, I want out. And then they trade him.
But what about before? Should we have traded him? Why even go this route? I think we should have traded him.
That's what Paul said.
Last year or the year before.
I said when the news broke, I would have traded him on draft night. I said it on this show numerous times. Thanks for the call, Charlie.
I'm only trading
because
they'll
never get as much as what they would have gotten on draft night.
Well,
never would have gotten as much.
We don't know because it's been a lot.
It was hot.
He lopped off 1 year of his contract. Now he's probably not going to put up the same MVP year that he had last year. Hot. So his value is going to decrease there too. I mean,
I disagree. All you need is one owner, Steve. To say, you know what, I'll give up a Herschel Walker type trade. I'll give up one of these
crazy
trades.
Yeah, but it was hot last year.
It's always going to be hot.
It was cooled down a little bit.
If I'm an owner, he getting a 2-year deal for $100 million. Win me a championship. That's what the Washington football team. That owner down there got plenty of money. He wants to win a Super Bowl Jerry.
He'll make the move.
Okay. If you got an owner that has money to say, I want to win a Super Bowl, I'll do whatever it takes. And you want draft picks? How many you want? Because I want to win a Super Bowl. You only need one.
Hey, one of the nations.
Your boy Pat McAfee defending Aaron Rodgers right now.
Shocker. One of the nation's leading expedited freight companies since 1991 is Young Express, and they want you to partner up with them and become a successful transporter of expedited freight. They're looking for full-time independent contractors. Why Young Express? They have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated, take it very personally, to keep drivers moving. You can mix it up. Drive locally, regionally, or nationwide. All you're doing is driving from point A to point B. You're driving for a career. That's what it is. What do? I drive. That's all. No stress. It's beautiful. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. 99% no touch freight. The freight is loaded and offloaded for you, so all you have to do is drive. They're looking for full-time independent contractors. Join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiverr, the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Earlier in the show, we were talking about, actually earlier in this hour, we were talking about rivalries in sports. Remember? We were talking about,
I remember this.
You guys brought up high school sports rivalries and so forth. Got some tweets coming in. Justin tweets at Big Show Network, says, rivalry games in high school, oldest in Wisconsin, Green Bay West versus Green Bay East. Yeah. Go Wildcats.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
I
bet you that's a good one.
That's a classic.
Did you guys?
Because they used to play, well, I think they still do, in the old Old City Stadium.
Right.
It's right there on the river right there. Have you ever been there, Steve? I got to take it out one day. You come to Green Bay.
No, I don't believe I have.
Beautiful setup.
No.
You'd rather go with me.
How often do those high schools take advantage of having you all in the same town as them as far as coming over, speaking to the kids, or coming over and doing stuff on a Friday night at a high school game? Does any of that interaction happen between the pro team and the high schools in Green Bay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does.
Preble. You remember that? Preble.
Yeah, Green Bay Preble.
They got a lot of schools up there. Talk to them quite
all
a
right,
bit.
That's Wabanon.
Yes, Wabanon.
Got another one here from Travis. Says, for the big high school rivalry, it was Maguanago Arrowhead. But I think you guys are right. Arrowhead. It may have changed to Muskego and Maguanago now. That's
Muskego
Travis.
Muskego won't be everybody's rival because can't nobody beat them.
Right. And, we'll see what Franklin got to say about it, Steve.
Aaron
got a squad.
Aaron tweets at Big Show Network, says Kimberly versus Fond du Lac was a huge high school football rival.
Yeah, that's another one.
For a good 4 to 5 years, they met every year in the playoff finals to get to state. Plus, they played each other in the regular season. That's Aaron bringing up Kimberly and Fond du Lac. A lot of great high school rivalries across the state.
I wonder who's Brown Deer's rivalry.
Brown Deer doesn't have a rival.
They don't?
No.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, because they were never good.
They were good with Zach Bond. When Bond was over there playing quarterback a few years ago, that Brown Deer team was
pretty
good.
You're talking about history, Steve.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Still,
it could be something we don't know about.
I'm just saying, when Zach Bond was
over
somebody
there, from Brown Deer call in, let me know what y'all doing.
All right, coming up tomorrow
they
on the show,
attack you on Twitter.
John Heyman, our Odyssey MLB insider.
Oh, that's my guy.
He joins us tomorrow in hour one of the show.
The MVP, bro.
Looking forward to talking to him. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good evening. Toodles!
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.